Welcome to the battleground for the 21st century dinner plate. In one corner, we have health authorities pushing kale smoothies and lab-grown burgers.
Ultimately, you know, you are the person that has to live in your own skin. You're the only one that either pays the price or gets the benefit of whatever dietary choices you choose. And I know there's a lot of mixed messaging going out there, and it's hard to determine. And I tell people, don't trust me at my work. Just, if you want to try it and see what the results you get. And, you know, as you know, a lot of people have, and the results have generally been quite positive.
You're navigating a maze of nutritional advice. One path shouts, go vegan to save the planet. The other one says, meat heals.
Meat is a $1.5 trillion industry. It's huge. I mean, across the world, employs, literally billions of people are employed by that. It's been part of our life and culture since the beginning of dawn of man. There are people that want a part of that market. If they can get you to go meat-free Monday, you got to eat something else, right? And so that's 15% of a $1.5 trillion market. You're talking hundreds of billions of dollars. And so this is just a push to, you know, just develop a market niche. You can make a lot more profit with these fake meat sort of analogs, which they're clearly not the same thing.
This is a journey where your plate becomes a canvas and your choices paint the picture for your health. This can mean the difference between struggle and strength, or adversity and triumph.
With a carnivore diet, you're feeding yourself nutritious, satiating food that quells your appetite. With a vegan diet, you're voraciously cramming down food that you can't digest. So you're just shoving all this fiber that you basically end up crapping out, and you need to crap out half your calories. So there's two different ways to do it. One leads to, I think, very good nourishment, and one leads to somewhat of a poor relative nourishment. That's why you have to continue to supplement and try food from so many different categories, whereas meat by itself is just pretty much a food that provides, I think, pretty much what we need.
Dr. Baker is here to challenge and discuss the contradictions, unravel the emotional debate, and question why some carnivores are as vocal as a street corner preacher.